Hello everyone and welcome back to the Tide Pod. As RM students approach spring break, some have started thinking about the exams they have coming up in the spring. Between AP and IB exams in May, students have plenty to worry about, and some students feel stressed or nervous about studying for everything they have going on. Students typically start studying for exams in the weeks after spring break, so we decided to share some techniques for studying and preparing in this episode. One good first step is making a big calendar or plan. This involves outlining everything you need to go over or all the topics or areas of study necessary to review. In a calendar or list, note the dates of each exam. Then try and create goals or objectives for each week in terms of what to study, by maybe allotting a certain topic or unit to each week. For even more organization, you can also designate a certain task or time of day to study each day. In terms of study strategies, you should aim to use active forms of studying that create familiarity and a complete understanding of the course content. Textbooks from Barron's or the Princeton Review are often popular choices for RM students ahead of AP or IB exams, but simply passively reading them is not enough to effectively study. Instead, try taking notes on each topic or annotating the textbook content. Making large diagrams or flowcharts that connect concepts can also help students visualize the material they are learning and really put it together. Another way to memorize and recall key topics or ideas is to make flashcards. These can be physical, paper flashcards, or online on websites like Quizlet or Note. Online websites can offer unique study features like turning your online or digital notes into flashcards for you, or they include matching games and vocabulary tests, and Quizlet Premium even includes Learn Mode, which has some of its own study techniques. And these can be very beneficial for students. Another essential component to acing exams is practicing in the format of the exam. This includes practice questions, which can be found in AP or IB textbooks or in AP Classroom, the website. Completing practice questions under testing conditions is ideal by using the same amount of time and questions that would be allotted on the actual exam. Many textbooks or online sources even contain full-length practice tests, which help students with pacing themselves and improving their exam endurance. This can be very helpful for students because it allows them to practice in the exact way they would take the actual test and mimics the setting of the testing environment. Additionally, grading your test and flagging questions that you got wrong is a helpful strategy because going back to review your incorrect questions can help solidify that knowledge and ensure that you don't make mistakes in those areas again. Well, that's it for today's episode. Hopefully these tips will help alleviate some of the stress associated with exam season and give you a good start to your studying. This episode of the Tide Pod was written and hosted by Uma Patnaik. Publicity and outreach by Uma Patnaik. Graphic by Valerie Wang. Music courtesy of Corrigan Peters. Produced and edited by Uma Patnaik.